614, 1320 WILS. Well, Donald Trump made the announcement yesterday. Judge Neil Gorsuch is now his nominee for the Supreme Court. What could that mean for what could that mean for the country? Byron Henry with us, attorney, legal expert at solidcounsel.com. Byron, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure.
Yeah, what did you think of that choice, Judge Gorsuch? Well, what kind of a court nominee is he in your view?
Well, first and foremost, he is probably the most qualified judge, at least as qualified as any other judge that was on President Trump's first or second list of 21 potential nominees. He has sterling credentials, of course. He was appointed to the Court of Appeals, federal judge, I believe at the age of 39, which is extraordinary in and of itself. But he also, of course, went to Columbia, graduated with honors, Harvard, graduated with honors, mm-hmm. and then to top it off was a Marshall Scholar and got his PhD from Oxford. So as far as credential goes, no one questions his intellectual ability, his credentials, or his, I guess you would say, his ability to judge cases fairly, because he has been on the Court of Appeals for 10 years. He is clearly a conservative.
Yeah, because he's replacing Judge Scalia, obviously. How does he compare to Judge Scalia?
Well, he actually, a lot of people are calling him mini Scalia and a clone of Scalia. I don't think that's really fair to either. He did revere Justice Scalia. Their similarities are he is in the school of the originalist, textualist mode of constitutional interpretation. He also is a very good writer, witty, engaging. It's actually entertaining to read some of his opinions, even when they deal with very dry legal subjects that most people wouldn't find interesting. So those are some traits he shares with Justice Scalia, as well as a deep, abiding reverence for the rule of law and the role of a judge in our society. As he said when he was announced by Donald Trump at the press conference, he basically said that if you like all your decisions, you're probably a bad judge. Right. And that was a line, an ode to Scalia, because Scalia had said the same thing, that if you like all your decisions, you're probably doing it wrong as a judge. So I think you will be in the mode of Scalia. He's also very young. He's only 49, which means you basically have a solid conservative jurist that could be on the bench for as much as 30 years.
When it comes to his view on the Supreme Court's role within government, is it clear to you what kind of a position he's going to be taking in general?
Well, it's pretty clear from his reading. He doesn't even speak. He's a member of the Federalist Society. And the couple of things that I take away from just in general reading his opinions and listening to him speak are, one, he has an abiding reverence for the separation of powers, meaning just because President Trump appointed him and he used to work at the Justice Department under George W. Bush's administration does not mean he's going to allow the president to step over the lines delineated in the Constitution with respect to separation of powers, or Congress for that matter. The second thing is I think he is not nearly as deferential to regulatory agencies, despite the fact that his mother, you may know, was the EPA administrator under President Reagan years ago. He is not a fan of Congress delegating their authority and people being ruled by the regulatory bodies and administrative agencies. He believes that the buck stops with Congress, and he actually takes a little bit different view of Scalia on that and believes that regulatory agencies should have to hew more towards the statute and the law and not be able to make their own rules and change rules as they go along, depending on who's in office, Republican or Democrat. So that's a slight difference, and it basically is a liberty issue. He wants the people protected from government, and to protect their liberty from government, he has to draw lines and enforce them.
Okay. Is that going to change? I mean, do you feel the Supreme Court has been towing that line in the past several years?
There's been some calls in a couple cases to review this regulatory authority deference called Chevron deference. It's a legal term, but it's based on a case where if there's an ambiguous statute, you defer to the professionals in government to determine what the law is. Mm-hmm. And there's been a couple calls to review it, but there's never been a strong call with enough votes to actually do something about it. And I believe that Justice Gorsuch, if he's confirmed, will add another vote to take another look at Chevron deference. Yeah. Plus, he clerked for Justice Kennedy, which everybody heard, and as a justice clerk for Justice Kennedy, there should be a camaraderie there and a friendship there that wouldn't exist between most justices because they knew each other back when Gorsuch was a young lawyer.
Hey, do you think Kennedy or Ginsburg or even Breyer, do you think any of them will be likely retiring while Donald Trump is still president?
That's so hit or miss. I've heard some offhand reports that there's some people in the know are speculating that there's going to be a retirement later this year or after this term.
it's so hit or miss on that. I just will say that eventually Mother Nature will take its course. You have Kennedy, who's 80, Ginsburg, who's 83, Breyer, who's 78. So it would not surprise me if Donald Trump got another Supreme Court appointment during his first term.
Mm-hmm. And what happens in that case, if there's another justice he gets to choose, what happens then?
Well, I would expect it, assuming the Democrats in the Senate and the left does not burn the city down over Gorsuch, which I don't think they will, by the way. I think he'll be confirmed comfortably after a grilling in his hearing. I believe they probably will burn the Senate down before they confirm a Kennedy, Breyer, or Ginsburg replacement with a conservative. That would be the fight. That would make the Bork and the Thomas fight probably look like preseason.
Yeah, well, I mean, what happens to the court? Well, if that does occur, we get another conservative judge. What do you see the court doing for the next several decades?
Well, if we got another younger conservative jurist, and let's just say they're not as conservative as Scalia, but they're just, you know, on the right, you have a lot of issues that have been fought for. I mean, you basically are going to have very strong religious protection, abortion restrictions, assuming Roe v. Wade stays intact because it's been around so long, the states would have almost plenary authority to restrict abortion except at the very, very beginning of a pregnancy. So you'd have a lot more states' rights with respect to abortion, a lot more, the voter ID issue is a non-issue. There's already probably 5 votes to affirm voter ID laws now, so that would be no longer a political issue. The political redistricting would no longer be an issue. Money in politics, the First Amendment protection of money in politics, there'd be no calls for overturning Citizen United. That would be locked in stone. There's just a number of contentious issues that 2 more conservatives on the court would pretty much determine for the next 30 years wouldn't change.
Byron Henry, attorney and legal expert at solidcounsel.com. It's Byron Henry here on WILS. Byron, thank you very much.
Anytime.